Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
From Rogers Campground here in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire, which we broadcast from every single year. Today is surprisingly hot. Like, I've been sort of reporting the weather all week, as we tend to do, because we're here. We want to let people know what it's like. And obviously, the first thing people want to know is it too hot? Is it too cold? And these other petty little concerns like that. But no, it's actually quite warm today, quite comfortable. A little bit on the warm side, but as we mentioned yesterday, people continued rolling in all day yesterday. They continue rolling in all day today, and it's going to continue escalating like that until this weekend, at which point it's going to peak, and that's when you get peak pork fest is this upcoming Saturday. I'm looking forward to it. Of course, Saturday is also the rant competition, Soapbox Idol. It happens every year, and this will be year four that I've judged the thing, and I love it. It's so much fun. Like, it's just libertarians getting up there for 3 minutes and ranting about whatever they happen to want to rant about, and it's usually pretty good. And yes, we can be bribed. We are corrupt. We are all the judges. Like, we're straight up corrupt. Last year, Jeremy Kaufman gave someone bonus points for bringing him a beer, and
whatever it takes.
And I took bonus points away from said person for not bringing me a beer. So that's how these things go. It's difficult, not gonna lie. It is difficult to do a show today. I've been expecting a notification from the Bureau of Prisons, from the U.S. Marshals, actually. They were supposed to give me a call. And I don't like this idea of the U.S. Marshals calling me on my cell phone.
That is also such a strange way to do it.
I am
so surprised that that's how they notify people on where they will be held.
It's shocking, right? However, that is what they do. They do send an official notice of some sort to my attorney and to my probation officer. So presumably they would have let me know. But the U.S. Marshals, surprisingly enough, yes, they just call me on the phone. So anyway, I received I was told by my supervisory officer to let her know if a week beforehand came and I still didn't know. That was yesterday or the 20th. I don't know what day it is. Yeah, yesterday. I, contacted her and said, hey, you know, I'm supposed to be in prison a week from now and I still don't know where I'm supposed to be going. And she said, okay, well, I'll contact the U.S. Marshals tomorrow and get back to you. And she actually did that. And they contacted me today. And I will be imprisoned in FMC Devens, sorry, at the satellite camp in Massachusetts. It's about an hour away from Keene. It is a men's prison. I knew this was going to happen, right?
I'm actually shocked. I did not think this was going to happen.
I did expect it because it's the Bureau of Prisons, right? And their whole job, I mean, like, what they do for a living is make people miserable. So,
yeah.
I mean, and the best way to maximize my misery, of course, is going to be to put me in a men's prison. I'm not surprised. I'm disappointed. And I mean, I say I'm not surprised. I am a little bit surprised because I'm a well-known trans activist. And I for 6 years now, the entire time that I committed these alleged crimes, I was trans. I had transitioned. I've never been in New Hampshire as anything but a trans woman. And despite that, they're putting me in a men's prison, which, fine, I don't really care what your position is about, you know, trans people, really, but it means the average trans person out there, they are screwed. They don't stand a chance,
yeah,
right? If they're going to take this known activist, relatively well-known, and throw me in a men's prison, then the...
I've also heard of them putting trans women in women's facilities, though.
That's
not unheard of.
What they do, I've heard, and we'll never know the metrics they use to make these determinations because it's the government.
They do whatever they want to do. I don't think there's, a formula they use. It's just whatever they feel like doing that day.
Well, if they do have a formula, then it's something that isn't published. It's something that they keep to themselves. And, they have no obligation to be clear and let people know what they're doing and why they're doing it. They are the government. So they may have some sort of list that they keep private that they use. I've heard that it comes down to bottom surgery, that if you haven't had bottom surgery, they're going to classify you according to your genitals, which and it's so... It's so difficult, right? Because, look, libertarians, I love you, but do not come up to me right now and be like, hey, I've got an idea on how you can beat your case. Dude, I'm going to prison
in
6 days, man.
And honestly, if it wasn't just saying that, it's just kind of annoying.
It is. And even if it wasn't 6 days away or too late for that, it's like, dude, do you really think 2.5 years into this you can offer something that I haven't considered, that my attorney, my highly paid, highly qualified attorney who does this for a living, hasn't considered? When I was talking to a friend of mine about what designation I was going to end up in, what prison I was going to end up in, he said, he Googled some stuff. He's like, oh, don't worry, the Biden administration did a thing, you'll be fine, and this is New England, you'll be fine. I was like, dude, none of that has anything to do with any of this. He suggested that I was going to be stationed in Massachusetts. I say stationed. I don't know if that's the right terminology or not. But he thought that I was going to be put in Massachusetts, which turned out to be correct, mm-hmm. to be fair. But he expected, and it's Massachusetts. They'll put you in a women's prison. You'll be fine. Like, what the state of Massachusetts wants and does here is irrelevant. This is not state. This is federal. And it doesn't matter what the particular state is and what they want. The federal government is going to abide their policies. And not the state policies. And their policy is they have some sort of board, some sort of committee that sits around and that has never met me, that did not freaking talk to me, knows nothing about me.
Of course not.
Yeah. And they make their decision based on God knows what criteria, because they certainly haven't told me. And then they just do whatever they want. And they release me. I figured it out, right? FMC Devens, that's a federal medical correctional facility. It is a medical facility. It's the medical facility in New England, and apparently they have a fair number of trans inmates there, so won't be the only trans inmate. But when I talk to people about this, their hypothesis is always, or their suggestion is always, they can't put trans people in the women's prison, or trans women in the women's prison or the men's prison, so they should have their own prison.
I don't know if there's enough trans inmates to be able to do that. Would there be?
Well, that's messed up anyway. You can't take all the trans people and put them in their own special prison away from the rest of society.
Yeah, segregating them. Yeah, it's weird.
But imagine doing that with all black people or all Hispanic people. It's disgusting. They can't do that. But they do that. When I was arrested in March the 16th of 2021, they didn't know what the hell to do with me, so they held me in medical. Like, the jail in Concord, they held me in medical the entire time I was in their custody.
Essentially, like, solitary confinement?
It is absolutely
which
solitary.
Which they use for, because I've had a talk to some people about this, and they're like, oh, well, they should put her in solitary so she'll be safe.
What the hell, man?
I was like, what are they going to do?
Yeah, because that's literally a punishment that they use for people to kind of drive them crazy, because we're social people as human beings, and you know...
Yeah, solitary confinement is a known and recognized form of torture, and it's common in the U.S. Bureau of Prisons, don't get me wrong, but, like, that's not what you want to do with people. That's how they exceed their punishment. That's how they escalate their punishment, rather. Instead of just being in prison, you're also in solitary confinement in prison. And that's so much worse. But that's what they did to me. And luckily, I was only in there for like a day. But yeah, it was a full day of just solitary confinement, speaking only to a guard here and there, and only to my attorney over the phone, and only to the guard when they actually brought me food or when they brought me the phone to talk with my attorney. Very bizarre. My attorney informed me that they did this because they didn't know what to do with you. I was like, well, it's really simple what they could have done with me. Just put me in the jail with the women and everything would have been fine, right? It's not going to be an issue. And plus, they knew I was getting out that day anyway. So it's why did they put me in solitary confinement for the day if that was what they were going to do? But anyway, so what they're doing here with Devens being a medical facility, as far as I can tell, is they're taking that same basic idea and they're applying it to the entire prison. Oh, well, we don't know what to do with trans people, so we'll put them in medical. And that's exactly what they're doing here. They just have an entire medical facility, and that's where they're, pushing off the trans people in New England. And that's where I'm going to be doing my time. Now, I am at the satellite camp. I will be at the satellite camp in Devens, Massachusetts, which is a little easier than the actual prison. It's hard to find information about any of these federal prison camps. Now, if I go online and I look up the Devens, Massachusetts federal prison, it's going to return FMC, which is the actual medical correctional facility, but it doesn't tell me anything about the camp. In fact, in the handbook that the prison releases, the word camp doesn't appear at all. It does mention the FPC, which is the federal prison camp, but that's it. And it doesn't really give you any indication about what rules apply to the camp that don't apply to the prison and vice versa, because it is a camp. It's not a summer camp. But
no, of course not.
No, but it is a lot nicer than an actual prison. Like, there won't be any bars, is how my attorney put it to me. And when I asked him what the difference was, he said, well, the camp doesn't have bars.
Well, that's nice, I guess. I'm wondering if you'll be able to have visitors, and obviously I'm assuming you can receive mail, but...
Yes, I've looked into some of that. And, you know, I just learned this a few hours ago, and I'm sitting here. I have a show to do, and you know, we had She Talk Live planned here, which we're doing topless, by the way, and it's
Woo-hoo!
Fantastic here at RV46. I'm really glad. And so far, we just started, but there's been no problems whatsoever, which is good. That's
there's
positive.
No riot yet because
right.
our boobs
yeah.
are out.
But it's difficult to focus and do a show. I mean, anyway, with all of this hanging over, but like I just found this out a few hours ago and been reading the handbook here or skimming it. For the relevant things, like I don't care about, I am not a member of the press while I'm in Bureau of Prisons custody, I've learned. And that's sort of significant because I am a member of the press. I do a nationally syndicated radio show here. Like, it's hard to get more member of the press than that. But while I'm in their custody, nope, not a member of the press. Little things like that. I am allowed visitors. I think it said 6 visits per week, but I don't remember. But you know, the good news is it is right there in Devens, Massachusetts. I did not expect that. I figured I would be incarcerated somewhere in Utah or Colorado or somewhere really far away.
I mean,
really
that would be
away.
Ridiculous.
Yeah.
But it's the Bureau of Prison.
Yeah,
is it any more ridiculous?
So.
Is it any more ridiculous than, like, the picture of me that I posted this with, like, was the picture that I took in my bathroom where I had my horizontal, and I was pretty much wearing this exact outfit, and very clearly not a dude. But is it any more ridiculous than taking that person and putting them in a men's prison? I would argue no. Plus, they treat the Free State Project as a gang in the Bureau of Prisons, and they would want to put me as far away from the gang and its headquarters and base of operations as possible.
It's just such a joke. They can't actually... believe that, can they?
I don't know.
We're just gonna abandon you and Aria's gone, so we don't care about her anymore.
I mean, I would fly to Utah to visit Aria.
Yeah, I would totally too.
Well, I appreciate it. Luckily, it's not necessary. I mean, it's an hour long drive from Keene, New Hampshire, which is great. I'm looking forward to that. It's going to make them that much harder for them to disappear me, right? That's sort of been my concern here. Not right. because I'm worth disappearing or anything like that, but that's what I don't trust the government at all. And I'm going to be in their custody and completely at their mercy for 18 months. And given that I'm not on very good terms with the government in general, that gives me a little bit of pause. But there's nothing to be done about it. But it's right there. It's like an hour drive from Keene, so can hopefully get plenty of visits and all of that great stuff. I have already updated ariadomeso.com with that information. So if you want to know how you can write me, that is there at ariadomeso.com. And there will likely be something on the Crypto 6 website. But again, you can go to ariadomeso.com and find that information.
Can you send you stuff, like books and stuff like that?
Yeah, probably. There's something in the handbook about it. I haven't, you know, read it all yet. I mean, again, 2 hours ago, I don't have all the answers.
Yeah,
I've already had people asking me questions like, well, how can I send you this or send you that? I'm like, dude, I don't know.
Yeah, you learned it. Oh.
Yeah, like this is all very new to me, and I'm just now trying to wrap my head around it. But in theory, in a lot of jails, you can ship people books from Amazon, but they have to be shipped directly from Amazon. So you can't, like, receive it at your house and then forward it to me.
Yeah, just in case there's anything hidden in there or
right.
whatever.
So, in theory, yeah, you can do all that.
Add to your commissary and then...
Yes, you can.
Then you can buy it.
You should also be able to add to my commissary. But, again, you can't really do any of that until I'm actually in prison.
Right.
Because I don't have a inmate number yet.
And yeah, exactly.
You need the inmate number. I did ask them if they knew what my inmate number would be, and they gave me my U.S. Marshals Service number, my USMS number, and they said it's my Bureau of Prisons number, but that's... that's not the inmate number that people will need to actually send me letters and stuff. So that's how my day is going. And again, I knew it was coming, right? There's a countdown timer right there on this table laying out exactly when I'm due to report to federal custody. And I'm checking into UMC. I almost said UMC. It's not UMC. I don't remember all the letters. FMC, I think, at this point. It's Devens, Massachusetts Federal Prison is where I will be this time next week. So that sucks. But again, we did know it was coming, and I'm somewhat relieved to finally know, and I'm a little bit I'm obviously glad that it's not in California or something where I would have to leave the Porcupine Freedom Festival and fly out there, because again, they're going to get me to whatever prison I'm being imprisoned in. And if that's California, then they're going to most likely have me report to the jail in Concord, and they would bus me down there and then bus me a little bit further. And then over the course of a few weeks, I would get to the actual prison after spending many, many days in random jails and riding along the bus handcuffed. Would not want to do that. But luckily, so I would alternatively have flown to whatever place it was. But luckily, that's not necessary. I'm just going to get a friend to take me down there. And I've already had people offer, well, do you need a ride? I've had the ride part worked out for a really long time, and it's like my best friend, Annie, is going to do it. And she's probably the easiest person for me to, like, just part with without having some sort of nervous breakdown about, you know, going into federal prison for 18 months. And I'm always being asked, I've been asked the entire time, if it's actually 18 months or you might get out, or like, just, I don't know, right? The Google is there. It has these questions, it has these answers far better than I do. And I'm just going to Google it and tell you whatever Google says, but it's not clear in regard to federal prison anyway.
Well, it's a case-by-case basis, you know?
Right.
I mean, some people get out early, some people don't. So there's really no way to know until it happens.
Well, they passed the First Step Act in 2021, and the goal of that was to streamline the process, to make it not a case-by-case basis. Because prior to the First Step Act, you had to, like, get the warden of the prison to initiate the process of getting you released early. And now, because of the First Step Act, that part is no longer necessary. You can serve some portion of your prison sentence, and then the remainder under house arrest or in a halfway house. It's unclear exactly what those limits are, but you do get 56 days out of a year for good behavior, but it's not prorated. So I'm spending 18 months in there. I only get 1 year of credit of good behavior. So 56 days, I think, is what it comes out to. I don't remember the exact number now, but not 18 months of good behavior, just 12, because they don't, you know, prorate the extra year. So I don't know. Could be anywhere from 6 to 9 months to 18 months, right? I'm going to be in the Bureau of Prisons custody, and they're going to do whatever they want.
Yeah, and the not knowing is part of the torture process.
It is, but, you know, they've given me an answer now, so I have at least one, and now I know, you know, 18 months from now-ish, I will be released and I will be free. But then there's a year of supervised release waiting for me, which thankfully I have the least amount of supervised release of all of the people sentenced so far. I also have the longest prison sentence of all the people sentenced so far. I had the only prison sentence of those sentenced in the Crypto 6 case. However, I do have only a year of supervised release. So in theory, I will be able to have house arrest because, you know, I have a house, I have two cats, I have a dog, I have a full-time job. I wouldn't have been in prison that long, not nearly long enough to be institutionalized. I suspect house arrest will make more sense for me than the halfway house, but they're going to do what they want, and most people end up in a halfway house, which would suck, right? Being in the halfway house in Manchester or whatever, so close to home, but not allowed to be home.
Yeah, and it just feels like there's no reason for you to be in a halfway house.
Right. The part of
there's really no reason for you to be going to prison.
Sure. But the point of the halfway house is to help people retransition back into society. Right.
Yeah, after 6 months, 9 months, 18 months, I don't think.
Yeah, to help them find a job, to find an apartment, and all of that stuff. It's like, hey, I already have a house. I already have a full-time job waiting on me to get back. I have two full-time jobs waiting on me to get back to them. Like, none of that crap is necessary in my case. And I have two cats and a dog. I think house arrest makes, and I had given up hope that they would actually give me house arrest instead of the halfway house, because Why would they be nice to me? But the fact that they're putting me in Devens, which is actually near to Keene, suggests to me that maybe they are a little bit less evil and malicious than I expected. Now, I say this about the Bureau of Prisons. I don't know anything about the actual guards that are going to be overseeing me, but the Bureau of Prisons as a whole, as an institution, the people who made these decisions, as I understand them, they are bureaucratic tyrants who like making people miserable. And that's what they do best. And that was why I assumed, again, they were going to put me in a men's facility, because they like making people miserable. And this is the best way for them to do that. But it makes me feel bad for all of the trans people out there who aren't well-known activists, because they're screwed, right? Like, that, I was sure that if they were going to put me in a women's facility, it would all be to thank for the fact, for my activism here, and the fact that, you know, I've made national headlines running for public offices and stuff. Like, the Bureau of Prisons, they know who I am. Mm-hmm. And my attorney and attorney friends have already warned me that I'm going to be screwed with a lot while in their custody solely for that reason. I'm what they called high profile. And I was like, I think you're exaggerating my significance here, so I didn't buy it. But after several attorney was like, yeah, this is what it's going to be like, and it's going to suck. So maybe they'll withhold mail, withhold phone calls, put me in solitary arbitrarily, who knows, right? But they will be meaner to me, I'm told, than they are the average person.
It felt like to me like they're trying.
You're
to
way too far away from the mic. It's not picking up anything. No, it's okay. I was just...
I was going to say, I feel like they're making an example out of you.
I would hope not. I mean, they're going to make the example out of, like, Ian, right?
Absolutely. But,
I mean, as far as, I don't know in what way they would be making an example. I mean, there's plenty of trans people, like, already in prison that they're going to be screwing with and putting in whatever facilities they want. I think if they wanted to make an example of me, the judge would have given me the full 37 months that the prosecutors were asking for. They asked for the maximum sentence in my case. Are you guys serious? Because I sold Bitcoin, and you want to give me the maximum prison sentence? Absolutely insane. But that's what they did. The maximum sentence in my case, for those who weren't following that closely, was 37 months. 30 to 37 months was the sentencing guidelines. So the floor, 30 months. The ceiling, 37 months. That's not much of a window there for the judge to play with. However, I got sentenced under the guidelines to just 18 months in prison instead of 30. And again, the prosecutors, for the one trans person in the Crypto 6 who had been sentenced, were asking for the maximum sentence. I'm not saying they were transphobic, but the only person they said should get the maximum sentence was the trans person being sentenced.
Yeah, it makes you wonder.
And the high profile.
Well, yeah, well,
I guess you guys
certainly not the highest profile among us, though.
And I guess you could say all of the members of the Crypto 6 are high profile.
Well, they certainly are now, right?
Now they are.
A large part of the campaigns that we were doing was trying to raise the public awareness of what is happening in cryptocurrency. And whether or not we were successful, I don't think it really matters at this point. Of course, Ian is still due to be sentenced in about 2 months from now. He's going to be here later today. And we are here. There's more coming up, including discussions about the Porcupine Freedom Festival. It is Free Talk Live.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA News Update. The Coast Guard has confirmed that five people have died in the Titan submersible that has been missing below the sea since Sunday. Coast Guard Rear Admiral John Mauger says a robotic sub found parts of the missing Titan 1,600 feet from the bow of the Titanic.
With experts from within the Unified Command, the debris is consistent with the catastrophic loss of the pressure chamber.
Nearly 100 people are injured after being pounded with golf ball-sized hail at an outdoor concert in Colorado. 7 people were taken to area hospitals with broken bones and lacerations. 80 others were treated on the scene. Tonight is the NBA draft. The league's future stars are being selected at Barclays Center in Brooklyn. French phenom Victor Wembanyama is expected to go first overall to San Antonio. Dave Collins, USA News.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Because it's a bit warm.
75 degrees, which feels warm when you're in the New Hampshire mountains.
It's typically like 50, 60 degrees.
It's perfect temperature.
It is weird that you actually said that, because I would not typically expect, not from Mississippi, and I would not expect like 75 degrees to be warm, but it absolutely is warm. It's an absolutely beautiful day as well. Great day for freedom here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. And I think I'm down to like six days and a handful of hours left. As I mentioned, I'm reporting to Devens, Federal Prison in Massachusetts. Thankfully, it is close. It is close. I did not anticipate that. Based on everything I was hearing, I was like, they're going to put me far.
But, you know, we just rehashed that. I don't want to get further back into it.
But, Nikki, you have a story that we've been wanting to talk about for a few weeks now.
A grateful dead show, sort of.
So this story is like a wonderful nexus of different things, I believe. Of course, we are putting on a...
I want to call it a drag show, but there aren't going to be any drag queens.
We tried. I really did. The White Mountains Pride organization had a drag event canceled here in Lancaster a few weeks ago.
And to their credit, the drag queens involved did not want to cancel the show.
They wanted to proceed despite the threats from conservatives.
So
the drag event in Lancaster was canceled, regrettably. And they wanted to proceed with it, but the library, the public library,
these threats of violence, we're going to let them be successful.
And we're going to let these people who threaten violence get exactly what they wanted by canceling. The moment someone threatens violence is clearly the moment where they don't have any other arguments in their favor. Violence is the quote argument. If you have a rational, logical, good argument to put forward against something, then do that.
But when you run out of those arguments, that's when those arguments resort to violence.
Absolutely.
I'm of the opinion that we should never reward threats of violence by giving people what they want.
That's just giving in to terrorism, letting them have their way.
That's exactly what these conservatives who made threats against us.
They threatened a public library.
A child's event at a public library.
These people threatened violence.
What the hell is the matter with you?
There are kids here, man.
However bad you think drag queens are, let me tell you, violence is freaking worse.
Absolutely.
That's traumatization right there.
And you would think that they would have, I mean, if all of them are doing is for the kids,
because that's the argument they love putting forth so much.
Exposing children would not be among the things they're interested in doing.
But throughout the United States, Americans have been fighting about this drag thing for years.
Drag Queen Story Hour was how it all began a decade ago.
And I don't understand why a drag queen wants to put on a show for kids. I don't understand.
What do you get out of that? Other than
exposing children to ideas that they otherwise may not
hear until they're older, or
maybe they're in conservative areas and they need to learn that other people live lifestyles.
I don't know.
I mean, as long as it's age appropriate, because we all know some drag shows kind of get dirty and raunchy, and drag queens are infamous for their dirty jokes, which is fine for adults. But I think as long as the event is appropriate, age appropriate, it could be a fun thing.
And I don't. I wanted to do that here. Rogers Campground tomorrow at 3 o'clock p.m.
We are doing a tranny
Because we don't have a drag queen, but we do have a tranny.
I freaking hate kids, man.
And I don't want to be around kids.
Threatened violence.
Bonnie over there was like, we're going to put on a drag show, so screw you.
And here I am going, all right, guess what? Guess I'm doing a drag show then.
I'm not going to let the threat of violence win.
We weren't going to have a drag show anyway.
This is the first year I've ever bothered to flag here at the Porcupine Festival, more so than there were.
And I suspect, as with me, they're just flying it as pushback
against conservatives and this conservative
hostile takeover from conservatives trying to claim libertarianism as their own, because the conservative brand has been damaged so badly by MAGA types and by Trump that they refuse to call themselves conservative anymore.
They want to call themselves anything else,
or to distinguish themselves from the mainstream Republicans, like Ted Cruz and like Kasich and these others.
So they want to call themselves libertarians. They're different. They're not just your average.
They're not
conservative.
Your average,
but
they are.
And I ran into this like a few days ago on Twitter.
Someone commented something.
And she said, I'm not a conservative. And I looked on her profile, and the very first thing was how evil abortion is. And she calls herself a mother by grace.
So she's hardcore Christian as well.
Pro-life. and anti-trans, lady, anti-trans,
if
lady,
it looks like a duck, and it smells like a duck,
and it smells like a duck,
then you're a conservative.
She's absolutely a conservative.
But she doesn't want to call herself
but
that,
she
because the conservative brand has been damaged so badly. So they think they can just come in and take over the libertarian brand, and I'm not going to let them do it.
And I'm not going
to call themselves libertarians. Hey, guess what, guys? That label,
guess what, guys? That label,
you're right. Come here, buddy. Let me give you a hug. This is my friend here.
This is my friend.
We're libertarians.
We're libertarians.
They can take that crap back to Freedom Fest.
They can take that crap back,
as far as I'm concerned. As far as I'm
concerned. And libertarians have the Porcupine Freedom Fest. We only have
the Porcupine Freedom Fest.
We only have
the one little tiny state.
We want the one little tiny
state. And the one little festival.
And the one little festival.
Please just
keep your conservative crap in Florida and Texas, maybe.
But in other
states like Florida, Texas, Mississippi, they are passing anti-drag regulations.
It's been curious watching this play out because
it hasn't worked.
Every time these have been challenged in court, they ended up losing,
and the state had to undo it.
The most recent one, I think, was happening in Florida, where DeSantis, the champion of the MAGA types, Donald Trump 2.0,
is realistically what Ron DeSantis is,
has been pimping this anti-woke nonsense for the last,
ever since he realized that being against masks and being against the lockdowns was a good way to win political points with conservatives
who
weren't happy with how things were going.
He's been beating that dead horse.
I tend to think he's doing a little bit better than Donald Trump.
But his own experts in this most recent court case has testified that, yes, gender identity is actually a thing.
Like these are things.
He banned transitioning for children under
18
and said that there was no medical basis.
He's a politician. What does he know about medicine?
So they had a court case over it.
And the experts, among other things, came and said,
oh, yes, the status is wrong.
These are
witnesses for the state. For the government,
in favor of this barbaric law.
And so this is an ongoing fight.
I don't want to fight about drag queens, man.
I don't want to fight about my existence. My life is just so much better since I stopped scrolling Twitter and Facebook
because of that. And Facebook,
it's so toxic.
It is.
And there are some really, really positive pockets of social media where, you know, I get a lot of health information and just overall, like, high vibe stuff.
I don't need that in my life.
It gets old quick.
It brings nothing of value. It brings nothing of value. Just stop doing it. So I try not to block. So I try not to block my phone and just scrolling Twitter right now. It would be within the first five tweets that I would see some libertarians suggesting something and it brings no value to anyone.
We have several people from the press here this year who have asked me,
I've been following the Porcupine Freedom Fest. Social media, the libertarian movement, general and assumes like it's pretty transphobic. I mean, are you welcome here? I'm like, dude, that crap only exists on the internet. And once you get away from Twitter, everyone here, I've been coming here with my son. Most of them don't live in New Hampshire. A lot of them are actually living in places like Florida, where they should stay if they're not libertarians.
So this ongoing fight has taken many forms. Of course, Mayor James Keenan of Tool performed recently. They were Tool performed.
He has a long career of like wearing drag and stuff.
And he did. He brought it back. He brought it back for this show in Florida, which has a drag band.
He said it was a political. I don't know why he would say that. You haven't done drag in 10 years, and you go to the state where drag is banned, and you do drag,
and you do drag.
You insist it's not political. I don't buy it.
That's what he said.
No, he has the right to determine.
He has the right to.
But there is an entire band now called the Grateful Drag. Is that right?
They're called Bertha, but I think their tag on Instagram is Grateful Drag, which I just think is so funny.
I'm not a Deadhead, I'm not a huge Grateful Dead fan. I am a huge Deadhead.
I mean, if you just look at my water bottle and my tattoos, you see that. But I was scrolling through Instagram one day just looking for Grateful Dead art, because that's just something I like to do. And I stumbled
I stumbled upon a grateful dread, and I'm like, oh my gosh, hilarious. So I ended up looking through their site, and I found a rolling stone article about them, which is so cool because they're starting to really get press. So I'll get into the article here. So this is an article from the Rolling Stone, a Grateful Dead tribute band, raising money for trans youth in Tennessee. Oh, that's right. You had told me about this previously, where they don't raise money for themselves. They help transition to 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 help
Grateful Dead tribute band, Bertha, Tennessee's legislature hadn't yet introduced legislation limiting drag performance.
What you said, Caitlin? What you said,
Caitlin Doyle is her name.
So this is a female that is also a drag queen? Because I didn't know about this.
So it's actually cool. So I would say half the members are men in drag, and then half the members are females in drag. So there are two lead singers are both females, and then some of, I think, the bassist and the guitar player are both men in drag.
And that raises so many more issues for the conservative, right? Like, okay, so you have an issue with people in drag, right? What about women in drag? And they assume at this point that you mean, like,
asterisk in drag, like a trans woman in drag,
like
trans
woman in drag. But no,
not even drag kings, because a drag king is a different thing where they caricature the things that are male. They wear suits that are male. They wear mustaches and stuff, and that's a different thing.
So these girls just have really flamboyant makeup on. They're wearing sequins, and they're just kind of dressed how, you know, a male would dress in drag, but they're women. I was looking at these pictures, and I'm like trying to figure out, they pass really well. And then I noticed that they were actually women. But you almost can't tell who's a woman and who's not in the band.
Which is nice. One of the performers that was going to be at the Lancaster Public Library was a woman and a female drag queen. And that was when I became aware that this was even a thing, because I thought, I don't know, I guess I just assumed that they were all male drag queens. But clearly that's not the case. Good on these people for that. I guess in that case, are they really drag queens, or are they just like
drag queens, or are they just like,
I mean, if they're drag queens,
Dee Snider of Twisted Sister is a drag queen, right?
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, he looks the part when he's on stage. So the Nashville musicians were just daydreaming about an all-woman dead tribute band, but soon landed on the idea of doing it in drag. This is a quote from Walker.
I was like,
it would still be an all-woman band if everyone was in drag.
It was a joke, and I was like,
but how hilarious, amazing would it be? We were all cracking
at the idea of how joyful and irreverent that would be,
and how in the spirit of the Grateful Dead it would be.
And thus, Bertha, named after the Grateful Dead song with the name stylized in all caps as Bertha, came to be.
Will that be in the style of the Grateful Dead? No, because as I said, I don't.
I don't really know much about it. But the Grateful Dead really isn't.
I mean, there's not really any drag going on in the Grateful Dead,
but it is very hippie-like, you know, like you know,
free love, you know, just very positive,
very a lot of tolerance there. I mean, like those are the true hippies.
Those are the true.
They don't care what you're doing as long as you're not hurting other people.
Which is kind of also in the style of libertarianism and you know, anarchists.
It would be nice if people would stick to that maxim. Just don't hurt people and don't take their stuff.
Yeah, it's pretty simple.
Yeah, it's pretty.
So Walker, the singer for the progressive bluegrass band,
I remember when the movie Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? That was when everyone I knew began listening to bluegrass. Obviously, bluegrass has existed prior to that, but it wasn't popular. And that movie, as far as I can tell, especially in Mississippi, repopularized bluegrass, which is historically from like the mountains of Tennessee and the Kentucky area, the Appalachian area, not so much in Mississippi.
But it was progressive.
I mean, it was as conservative as music could possibly get, right? The only more conservative music would have been gospel.
It's not really like that anymore. I go to a lot of jam bands slash bluegrass festivals, and it is kind of, I would say it's pretty progressive these days. The Grateful Dead is lightly based in bluegrass. The Grateful Dead is not really bluegrass, but they do have bluegrass roots. And the Grateful Dead, before they were the Grateful Dead, kind of, some of the members were previously in bluegrass bands in the 60s in California. So it kind of has turned more progressive and less conservative. And so it's not super like, bluegrass, it's not country, but it can kind of give those country vibes with the banjo and whatnot.
What depends on what means by country, right? Because the old school country, the old school country, not the bluegrass country, but from the same region, they were writing songs about shooting cops, from the cops.
Very anti-state. Very anti-state.
But now you have like Toby Keith. There's someone down here with a life-size cutout of Toby Keith, and they put rainbow socks on it, and they made him like LGBT friendly. And I absolutely love it, because I know he would hate it. Because I know he would hate it. Anyway, so that style of country is all
we love government. We love God. We love 9/11. 9/11.
It's gross. When you consider what country it would be like Rage Against the Machine singing a song glorifying the state. When I hear country singers like Toby Keith doing their thing, and Rage Against the Machine would only be surprising because for so many years they've marketed themselves as being against the machine. And recently a lot of people learned that, you know, that was just a marketing ploy. How did you not know that, dude? It was obviously marketing propaganda. Just like with Tool, they marketed themselves as a spiritual, mystical band, and it works. Rebellious, that doesn't mean they're actual rebellious and authoritarian. It means authoritarian. You bought their marketing.
When Tennessee's law restricting drag was introduced, they organized their first gig for April 29th at D Country Cocktail Lounge in Madison to raise money for local LGBTQ plus causes.
That's Madison County, Tennessee.
I'm assuming.
That's hardcore. It's hardcore. It's hardcore to break one of these laws, and many issues I had with Caitlyn Jenner a number of years ago, the state of North Carolina passed a trans bathroom law where you had to use the bathroom of whatever it was on your birth certificate. First of all, are you going to ask for my birth certificate if I go into this? Do you expect me to carry my birth certificate around with my birth certificate?
All of that aside,
Caitlyn Jenner decided to handle this by going to Trump Tower in Las Vegas and record herself going into the women's room to use it after Trump had already said that people in his properties could use whatever restrooms they wanted.
So instead of actually going to the place where it would have been illegal
and could have actually done some good and raised some awareness, she just went. She wants to be the Rosa Parks.
She wants to be the Rosa Parks movement, but she only will sit on the buses where she knows she can pick her own seat.
But all every trans person I've ever met cannot stand Caitlyn Jenner. For whatever that's worth.
So good on these people, because I know how difficult that is.
I know how difficult it is to know that something is illegal
and to do it anyway.
Civil disobedience is exactly what this is.
We did it in Kane the entire COVID-19 lockdowns.
I don't know if it was successful or not, but we did it, and it was a lot of fun.
I had more fun during the COVID-19 lockdowns than I did outside of them.
Because it's not in my nature to go to a party and hang around at Central Square at midnight on a Friday, but as soon as the government
soon as the government said that,
you can't do
that. I was out there that night doing exactly that.
There is some truth to the statement that if
the government banned libertarians from cutting their own heads off,
there would be no more libertarians.
There would be no more libertarians.
They would all cut their own heads off.
There is some truth. There is some truth to that.
So they packed the place out with a colorful performance dedicated to the dead, countercultural spirit, and the group's many followers over the years who are women and or queer. It's honoring the fact that there have always been queer deadheads. There have always been so many women in the scene, but maybe they haven't been uplifted and celebrated the way they should be. Which is kind of a weird... The Grateful Dead literally has a song called Women Are Smarter.
So to say that the Grateful Dead doesn't really...
Or the culture of the Grateful Dead doesn't really uplift women isn't really... The Grateful Dead doesn't really like speak up that much about LGBTQ plus issues.
Sure, but I wouldn't expect them to. And I don't want to hear that.
I don't want to hear an LGBTQ
fan always singing about LGBTQ stuff.
Just sing about normal stuff.
Just sing about normal stuff.
That's one of the reasons that I prefer not to talk about trans things on the air. Until conservatives went crazy this last year, I almost never did.
Yeah, we were kind of forced to.
Because I feel like I should be able to do a radio show here, to be a libertarian doing a radio show, and be trans while I'm doing it,
without having to focus on
the trans stuff.
So it's honoring the fact that the group set included songs that were inspired by their name, which would be Bertha, along with Brown Eyed Women, Loose Lucy, Scarlet Begonias, Sugar Magnolia, and several others.
Marlene Tweedy Fargo, a local drag performer.
Marlene Tweedy Fargo, that is a hell of a name.
A local drag performer who performs hilariously raunchy rework on popular country songs in her own band, hosted the event, which has so far raised nearly $4,000 to be split between Inclusion Tennessee and Williamson County Trans Aid. Walker says they're already thinking about another benefit gig in a larger venue. And with Bertha's collectivist mentality, all of its members assume the name Bertha. It makes room for a revolving cast of players and special guests.
So that's pretty cool. So they can invite like guest singers and stuff like that.
So the bassist is Bertha. The guitar player is Bertha. The singer is Bertha.
They're all Bertha.
That's nice. That's an interesting take on the problem that musicians seem to have, where everyone knows the singer.
Everyone knows and they don't know the other musicians.
And I like that particular take on it. That's one way of dealing with it. Sounds good.
And they're all Bertha.
We can be a rotating lineup. We can have special guests, Berthas, Walkers, Walkers.
I love it. Well, I guess temporarily, we're Berthas as well. We're on 3 Talk Live on the show.
Well, you are on the show.
I'm not really Berthas. There is more coming up. Come hang out with us at RB46. It is 3 Talk Live. 3 Talk Live.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
The latest episode.